This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Right? Today? No, today's the 13th.
Oh, that is.
The 13th is upon us. It is time for us to dig around more in the pile of dirt, sand, grit, and grime from the last 24 hours. Bring you up to date some trending items. Jennifer Warren is here. Kara Schillen is here. Victoria off today. I'm Doug Steffen presenting, yes, the lady of the hour, Jennifer Horn.
Lots of things trending. Some to make your head explode. Let's start with the one that won't. Okay. Gayle King is in the news today, and it is because she did an interview with John Oliver. And in this interview, she talked about
That obnoxious guy on HBO or wherever he is.
John Oliver. Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. He's obnoxious.
So she talked to him about the dismissal of her friend Charlie Rose from the show that she hosts, CBS This Morning. She's talked about the Me Too movement in general, and she picked up a bit of controversy. She said that she thinks Me Too needs due process. She said many men are sent down the river before they even get a chance to defend themselves.
Agreed.
And, yeah, I actually agree with her, too. I think that she's absolutely right here. The minute the allegations come out, it seems that we just are quick to convict without any chance for anyone to defend themselves. So she's become a spokesperson for the defense of men in the Me Too movement, and she's trending today. Also trending today, some...
So why with John Oliver? What particularly about him brought that out in her, do you suppose?
Well, I think that he was talking to her about John Dickerson being hired to replace Charlie Rose.
Ah, okay.
And that was kind of the catalyst for the conversation.
I got it. Okay. Yep.
Yeah. Also trending today, two stories, and here's where we start to get your head jokes. So this one's pretty good news, but the next one, Dougie, just strap in. Food stamp enrollment has dipped to its lowest level in 8 years. This is a result of a very good economy. Overall enrollment in the nation's food stamp program called SNAP has dipped to its lowest level in 8 years, according to the latest statistics released just recently by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The latest data reveals that enrollment in the SNAP program dropped, to get this, 40,083,954 people. The last time enrollment in the food stamp program reached that level was February 2010, when it was 39,588,993 people participating.
Imagine all those people getting government assistance, though. What does that say about our country?
It's crazy. Under President Trump, 2.2 million fewer people have discontinued their participation in SNAP, mainly due to the Trump administration's attempts to reform SNAP.
They probably haven't done it. They've had it done for them.
Maybe they've done it for them, exactly.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So they're also rolling out, and SNAP announced in February the rollout of the Harvest Box program, which would give food stamp recipients a box of food as part of their monthly benefits package. So.
Good idea.
You know, I like it. Maybe it teaches people how to cook more, use ingredients, whole ingredients, to make cheaper and more nutritious meals. That could be a better idea.
Yep.
All right, here we go. Strap in.
Strap in.
The feds, the federal government, collected a record number of taxes, yet they still run at a deficit. The federal government collected $1,143,141,000,000, I think that's how you say it, in individual income taxes through the first 8 months of fiscal 2018, according to monthly Treasury statements that were released just today. Despite the record individual income tax collections, the federal government still ran a deficit $532,241,000,000 over the same 8 months, according to the Treasury. So we're collecting record high taxes, yet the spending is still going up.
It's incredible. How do you sustain it? You don't. Speaking of sustaining these wildfires across the Mountain West, the weather is hot and dry in the Southwest, although that storm, isn't there a hurricane, a quasi-hurricane that's sort of beating down in that area so it'll get rid of the fires and also the drought conditions in the desert Southwest? Anything new on that?
I haven't heard about a hurricane, actually. I've not been paying attention. I've been paying attention to the fires that are burning locally in Southern California. There's a fire burning in Beverly Hills.
Really?
Beverly Crest, Beverly Hills area that has been getting a lot of attention. But you're right, there is a hurricane Bud that's targeting Mexico with heavy rainfall, dangerous seas this week. That will actually arrive. It'll weaken, but it'll arrive in Cabo San Lucas,
so
and then make its way towards the Southwest. But it'll be petered out by then, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Albuquerque, Phoenix, but they'll see showers and thunderstorms.
Yeah. Well, anything is a gift when it comes to that sort of thing.
Especially today when there's fire burning.
Today is the anniversary of Anne Frank's birth. Been talking, I don't know, for some reason or another, I focused on the lady who was a nurse, took care of her, and just passed away this week. And this is the week, the anniversary, the official ending of the Holocaust in 1945. And I think about Anne Frank and what she was all about. She was the diarist, 15-year-old, one of the most discussed Jewish victims of the Holocaust because of the publication of her diary. She documents her life hiding from the Germans during World War II. One of the most widely read books, certainly most widely known. Have you ever read it, Jennifer? Diary of Anne Frank?
Sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Several plays, films, that sort of thing. The only survivor of the family was her father, Otto, who went to Amsterdam after the war. And he was the one who helped get her diary distributed. So it was published first in 1947 and translated any number of times. 1952 was translated into English, but 60 different languages. The Diary of Anne Frank, which
I think it's almost a rite of passage for kids around seventh grade. I think is when kids start to read it.
Well, that's about the time that you can understand what happened in the Holocaust, right? And you identify with her at that age because that's the age she starts to write. 1933, when Hitler comes into power. And the last survivor of the Holocaust was released on June the 15th. So that anniversary would be Friday, June 15th, 1945, about a month after VE Day, when they finally found all of them. And the thing that Anne Frank brings to the surface, if you don't remember, the focus on young children who were particularly targeted by the Nazis to be murdered because, according to Hitler, they posed a very unique threat. If they lived, they would grow up to parent a new generation of Jews. So what he did was suffocate most of them in cattle cars before they even got to the camps and the gas chambers. It's the most horrific. When you understand what Hitler did, and a lot of these things didn't come out. This is the unique stuff that's in the diary. The most intensive Holocaust killing taking place outside of Kiev. 33,000 Jews were killed in 2 days. The Jews forced to undress, walk into the ravine. I stood there on the bank of that area and Baba Yar Ravine, just outside of Kiev when I was in Kiev, about, I don't know, 96, 97, somewhere in there, and walked around it with a couple of friends of mine who were Jewish. The Germans just shot them all, and they just pushed them into the hole and then bring a bulldozer in and buried them all in the ravine.
If you have trouble connecting to this, you go to the Museum of Tolerance, and it connects you very quickly because part of the feature of the museum is they hand you a card with a description of one of the victims of the Holocaust, and you follow that person through multiple checkpoints in the museum, and at the end you find out whether that person lives or dies, and boy, it is an incredibly personal and amazing experience, and one that if you have kids and you want to tell them about how good they have it right now, you take them to that museum and you show them the suffering that happened during the Holocaust.
Well, and to underscore this whole euphoria with Monsanto and all these other boobs who think having Bayer control Monsanto. The founders of Bayer, the company that originated the all the gases used in the genocide, a couple of guys named Tesh and Stabenow. The company was originally called Testa before it became Bayer. They supplied Zyklon B to the concentration camps that was used to kill, and they were convicted and hanged. So we got a company whose founders were hanged for what they did during the Nazi era, and the company still exists and is one of the biggest drug and, that kind of, they want to control the food supply of the world. And they were the ones responsible for the stuff, the drugs and the gases being used in the destruction of the Jewish. It's incredible how little people don't know. Maybe that's the best way of putting it. You just don't know unless you nose around. The genocide victim. Oh, this is back to Anne Frank and her writing about genocide, the victims. Some converted to other religions before they were found out. So a lot of Jews converted to Christianity to escape this. I don't know how many did. I don't know the numbers, but... All right, enough. A different view, and it's not a great one, but it is sort of... It's informative and things that you ought to know, frankly. The Diary of Anne Frank and the Holocaust. Focused here on the DJV program, 17 after the hour. Here's a focus on something that is much more pleasant. Results of your diet on Calotren, Calotren. Even if you haven't heard of this company, they've been around for 22 years. They are the experts when it comes to the healthy choices you can make for weight loss. Yeah, there are a lot of programs around, but this one actually works. It's actually safe. It's effective because it realizes what your body needs. As you get older, you lose your collagen. Collagen is the protein in your system that develops muscle, keeps your skeleton together, and keeps the fat from moving in. When you get older, you get more fat, less muscle, so you need to enhance your body with collagen, and that's what Calotren does. The collagen peptides are effective at maintaining weight level, no adverse effects because it's all natural, all normal. It's what your body produces, just not enough of. So you're adding collagen on your own. That's the nutrient that keeps your body functioning more efficiently. Thus, the muscle helps to eliminate the fat. You lose the weight. Hip, hip, hooray for you. Want to get on this program? Go to toploss.com. I've done it. I'm doing well on it. You can too. Special 10% off offer for the DJV folks. Use that DJV code in the box at toploss.com when you order. You get three bottles. Well, actually, four bottles for the price of three and 10% off that deal. Get the weight loss. Call Top Loss at 833-TOP-LOSS or 833-867-5677 or go online. Order Calotren at toploss.com. Use the code DJV.
This is an announcement for all people who want to take a risk-free challenge to whiten their teeth in 5 minutes. By calling now, you can whiten your teeth in 5 minutes using clinically proven power swabs. This risk-free challenge is for people whose smile has been yellowed by coffee, tea, red wine, or smoking. The power swabs 5-minute challenge is available by responding to this advertisement. If lines are busy, try again. Because the power swabs 5-minute challenge is exclusive, it's not available in drugstores. Power Swabs was formulated by Dr. Martin Ginniger and whitens teeth with a patented tooth detergent and whitening agent. It's so effective, we challenge you to try it for 5 minutes to see how white your smile could be. Get it risk-free. Dial 1-800-208-1797. That's 1-800-208-1797. Transform your smile into a wow, you look great smile. That's 1-800-208-1797. 1-800-208-1797.
Thank you. ProPure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro 1 G2.0 filter by ProPure fits most gravity systems and is so easy to set up and use. No priming required. Independent lab tested to NSF standards. Removes up to 200 plus contaminants with Pro 1 G2.0 full spectrum filter technology. ProPure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, start enjoying great tasting water today. Visit an authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise at GCNlive.com.
It's the theme from Parts Unknown, Anthony Bourdain's program. His legacy living on at Netflix, according to the Entertainment News, 23 after the hour here on the DJV show. Doug Steffen with a report on Anthony Bourdain's Parts Unknown, which was scheduled to be removed from the service this month as part of their regular rotation. But now Netflix is announcing its agreement with the series will continue. According to a statement, quote, some fans have noticed that Anthony Bourdain Parts Unknown was scheduled to come off June 16th. Netflix tweeted, as of today, we've extended our agreement and keep Parts Unknown on the service for many months to come. His beloved Emmy and Peabody Award-winning show premiered 4 years ago, explores cuisines and cultures, which is not necessarily on any of our radar. So it's now all available on Netflix. His mother has said his body is stuck in France for some reason. That's where he died. Some bureaucratic red tape. She told the reporter that Eric Rippert, who is Bourdain's best friend, discovered his body, said that Tony had been exhausted from traveling and filming and was in a dark mood. He was separated from his wife. They never finalized their divorce. So the wife apparently is in charge of making the plans. They have an 11-year-old daughter. So the interest and the focus on Anthony Bourdain continues. Music info now, 25 after the hour on the DJV show. Here's the star-studded 2018 iHeart Radio Musical Festival lineup getting bigger. I told you the other day who was in. I think Justin Timberlake, Mariah Carey, Shawn Mendes, Imagine Dragons, Jason Aldean, and the announcement is that Fleetwood Mac will be on the main stage, marking the first time they will play together as a new band since Lindsey Buckingham hit the skids in April. Stevie Nicks said, quote, it's an honor to be performing at the iHeart Radio Music Festival for our first time. Beauty of an event like this is that it is a true representation of the complete power of radio. It's an opportunity for artists across all genres to share one stage and what we're doing, what we do, what we love, and that's our music. 2-day event, Ryan will be the host, as usual, includes previously announced performers. I just went through the list. Sam Smith is on it, Kelly Clarkson as well, Lynyrd Skynyrd, Shawn Mendes. The music festival takes place the 21st, 22nd of September at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas, broadcasting live on iHeartMedia stations around the country, and I believe the CW Network has the live stream both nights of the festival live. So if you like that kind of thing, I don't like all of them, but I think it's nice to see them all together. And iHeart is the largest owner of radio stations in the country. Say what you will about that and them. This is still a good deal. And everybody likes Ryan and likes all of these performers, and it brings in people my age who may not care so much about, although Justin Timberlake and Carrie Underwood and Mariah Carey are pretty much universally like. Kelly Clarkson certainly is, but there's different ages being appealed to here. And so Fleetwood Mac being added in is quite a coup, I would say, for them, frankly. Up next, musically, the Chainsmokers. They're looking to mesh their style with some of the most popular songs from icons like Ray Charles, Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, Beyonce. One night performance in July at the Pepsi Generation Summer Music Campaign at the Hollywood Palladium, July the 24th. Campaign created to honor decades of music icons by placing their images on Pepsi cans. These two guys, Alex Paul and Drew Taggart, performing some of their greatest hits. They said they were kind of nervous, but lucky for us, they have endless numbers of songs, popular songs that people want to hear. Now, that is like Thriller and Single Ladies of Beyonce, Run the World Beyonce. So all of that will be part of the celebration July 24th, 28 past the hour.
Show them we are better. We're staying in Paris. Get away from your parents and they're so proud.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Here are today's automotive news headlines. I'm Nick Miles, along with the Lexus LS. The Lexus ES was part of the launch of the company in 1989. The new 2019 ES is bigger than before, sitting right between the BMW 3 Series and 5 Series. Design-wise, the car takes its cues from the new LC sports car and the Lexus LFA supercar. It's considerably younger in its appeal and now has 302 horsepower. The ES gets a new F-Sport trim and a nice 33 miles a gallon on the highway. To see the best deals on cars, go to ourautoexpert.com.
An easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you three. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. Three ways you could save 15% or more.
Ah, the sounds of summer. And this is the sound of summer skin being scratched because of the itching and irritation of what the season can bring. You need the fast relief of Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing Anti-Itch Cream. Unlike regular lotions, Cortisone 10 relieves itch and irritation with 1% hydrocortisone, the strongest non-prescription itch medicine, plus 7 healing moisturizers. Cortisone 10 makes summer sound fun again. Cortisone 10. Feel the heal. Use as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is back in Washington after his historic summit in Singapore with North Korea's leader Kim Jong-un. And shortly after Air Force One touched down at about 6 a.m. Eastern Time, the president tweeted, quote, "Just landed, a long trip, but everyone can now feel much safer than the day I took office." The president adding in the tweet, "There is no longer a nuclear threat from North Korea." Some disagree with that estimation.
This is the weakest that has been included in any recent document that has emerged from North Korea and the United States.
Senate Democrat Chris Murphy of Connecticut saying on MSNBC the agreement the two leaders signed on nuclear disarmament broke no new ground. The FIFA Congress has just voted that the U.S., Canada, and Mexico will share in the hosting of the 2026 World Cup. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay. Hey, so why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach? Hey, because Hotels.com lets me do me. Hey, and because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop. Hey, I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey, Hotels.com, you do you and get rewarded.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Are drug and alcohol problems hitting you too close to home? Get help right now. Insurance may cover everything. 866-490-3991. 866-490-3991. That's 866-490-3991.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on the DJV show. I'm Doug Steffen. Kara's in control at the studio facility in Washington. We're going to talk about your back and back pain. What happens with the summertime being the focus of lots of exertion, lots of activity, lots of running, lots of jumping, lots of swimming. Maybe you're working too hard and your back is suffering. All of that will be addressed because there's so much focus on opioids and how they've been prescribed for back pain. We'll get to that in a few minutes. Back to the focus of today. I thought it was very interesting that the United States government has announced this week the Air Force is going to bring back the U-2. Not that they ever went anywhere. You know, the U-2 spy plane that was first used in 1957. We still have a couple of dozen of them. They've been sitting at Beale Air Force Base in California. And so 6 decades after the first mission, they're rebuilding these planes, harnessing some of the artificial intelligence technology that we have around to enhance what it can do in terms of reconnaissance capabilities. I have a good friend who is the first female pilot. I was in the Air Force. She flew the U-2, first woman. She flew it over Iraq. Her job, 12 hours a day up in that plane. Imagine being up at 110,000 feet for 12 hours. at a time, or she and a co-pilot, so they went back and forth. But they were flying over Iraq, and their job was to watch for Saddam Hussein. The technology at the time, this would have been, let's see, she would have been in the Air Force late 80s, early 90s, and the technology at the time allowed them, with the cameras on the U-2, to find Saddam Hussein's car. They could see his license plate from 110,000 feet. That's 20 miles up, folks. They could see his license plate and know it was his car, follow his movements around whatever he was doing in Iraq. We could see from the U-2. Well, now they sort of have recounted or reconstituted these planes, and they have new computers in them, filming and counting cars and airplanes and motorcycles and buildings and people. You know the show Person of Interest? You ever watch that show, Kara? Person of Interest was a great show.
Yeah, I've heard of it. I've heard you talk about it, but I've never seen it.
It's in replay. Well, this is the same sort of thing that they have. They can spot people from 110,000 feet. People. And identify them. Facial recognition. And do you realize how, wow, that's really something else. Anyway, they're using something called wet film cameras. I don't want to get into the weeds too much. I just thought it was interesting that they're bringing these things back. They used them, last time they used them was to film the images of floodwaters during Hurricane Katrina in 2005. And they used them in 2010 over Haiti and the earthquake. But they have been used over areas for a lot of different reasons. They just sort of been parked for the last 8 or 9 years. So, anyway, the pilot can see for 250 miles in any direction. They start taking pictures at 70,000 feet, go up to 100, 110,000 feet. Photograph, they're using these things now, the new ones, over Afghanistan and Iraq and the Middle East for the most part. So, that's the story. They have the roll of film that it's a 200-pound camera, 2 miles of film every time they go up in the air. 2 miles of film. And they shoot the images back also. But they take a record in film and they send back the film as it's being taken in the U-2s. Been around for 60-some-odd years. Good for them. I think that's an appropriate use of that stuff, I think, under the circumstances. Yeah. Okay. The merger is on. AT&T is going to be allowed to move forward with the merger after a 6-day appeal period. Federal judge says they can do what they want to do, Time Warner and AT&T. God knows what that'll do to your service. The Trump administration tried to block the deal. And I guess they're deciding today whether they ought to appeal it or not. I can't see this going to do anybody any good except them and the stockholders. Not that that isn't reason for a merger, I suppose, but under the circumstances, it's just, I don't know, it's just more big, bad service. You're not going to win. So don't insult us by telling us that we're going to have better service and cheaper prices. Don't insult us with that garbage, because it's not true. It is nothing but trouble for the user, period, end of story. Speaking of trouble, a lot of crocodiles in the news of late. Have you noticed? Crocs in the... Maybe we should have a new segment, Kara. Crocs in the news. Or that's a croc. So, let's see. There was the crocodile that ate the dog that had been taunting it for a long time. There's the crocodile, I'm not sure, maybe it was an alligator. They all look the same to me. The alligator ate this woman who had been walking her dog next to a pond down in Pinellas Park, Florida, for 13, 14 years, and the alligator saw her every day and finally decided he'd had enough, so that's the end of her. And then the latest reality, where we have a report from a television reporter on what happened with the croc that went after the minister and the person being baptized.
A pastor performing a mass lakeside baptism was attacked and killed by a crocodile. The Independent reports after starting the mass baptism of 80 people on the shores of Lake Abaya, the pastor was grabbed by the crocodile. Local fishermen reportedly attempted to rescue the man, who was bitten on his legs, back, and hands, but couldn't save him. And while Lake Abaya in Ethiopia is said to be beautiful, it also has a large population of crocodiles who are aggressive toward people. The Independent says that it was likely a Nile crocodile that attacked him, a species responsible for more than 300 attacks on humans in Africa each year. The crocodile that killed the pastor is said to have escaped.
Huh.
But apparently this happens
laugh at that.
Fairly often, and it happens most often to women who are cleaning clothes in the rivers, and it's, you kind of laugh at it, but it's it's not really a fun story.
No, it is.
Especially because there were 80 people there. It was a huge baptism. There were 80 other people there that he was supposed to be baptizing, and they all witnessed it happen.
Imagine they could have been had the same fate. So does anybody really know the difference between an alligator and a crocodile?
I think one of them has a longer, thinner snout, but I couldn't tell you. I feel like it's the alligator, and one of them is less aggressive. I think it's also alligators, but really? I don't quote me on that. I don't know that for sure.
Speaking of quotes, this is the quote from Seth Meyers when analyzing the president's trip to meet with Kim Jong-un. Dennis Rodman was there. Seth Meyers said, "Dennis Rodman is a gift. Was, for the circumstances, proved to be a successful peace broker. As comedy writers who have to write about the news, sometimes it's difficult, scary, and sad. Rodman, however, is a gift." I thought that was interesting. Seth Meyers came to a venue last, Sunday night, and there were a lot of jokes about Dennis Rodman being there, jokes about the whole event and what it all meant, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I thought it was kind of interesting. Yes, he is a gift. That much we'll give him, a gift. All right, here's a gift to you from the folks at Life Change Tea. If you haven't gone to getthetea.com yet, please take my advice. Detox your body, cleanse your body from the pesticides, herbicides, all the stuff that depletes the nutrition from our food. You have a great opportunity here to help get rid of the parasites in your body. No, there's no mistake here. Doctors will tell us parasites are the most toxic agents in your body. One of the primary causes of disease, inflammation, the compromised immune system perhaps that you have needs enhancement. You need to clean things out of your body, including fluoride. That's another thing you want to get out of your body. So let's go to Life Change Tea. Let's go to getthetea.com and get in on this. I drink it every day. I want to have my body clean. You want yours clean as well, right? It's great nourishment for your body. It's good. Go, Doug. I'm going to suggest you go to getthetea.com. Yes, getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They ship the tea to you without cost. More energy. It's better. It's just better. You're better. It's better. It's good. Go to getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV and you get free shipping. Cleanse your body with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon. Yeah. That's Hugo, tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
44 after the hour. Many of you are like me. We have back pain. I've had it all of my life. I used to lift things that were too heavy when I was a kid on the farm. I didn't use my legs. I used my back. As a result of that, I'm sure that you are like me in many ways. Acute back pain, chronic back pain. The operation is not something... Well, I don't know. Maybe there's an option here. Dr. Alpesh Patel is here. He's director of orthopedic spine surgery at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, here to focus on the 80% of us who have back pain at some point during our lives. Dr. Patel, welcome.
Good morning, Doug. Thank you for having me.
All right, so back pain, I just described quickly what happened to me. What are some of the other, normal different causes of back pain?
Well, that story that you gave is one that I hear very commonly, very often. And unfortunately, there's a lot of different reasons that people can have back pain in particular. And I think that that's a question that's not asked often enough, which is, why am I having the pain that I'm having?
And so the pain comes from either the way your body is constructed, it comes from what you do with your body. Is it more, I guess it depends on your own constitution as much as anything else, doesn't it?
Yeah, so again, unfortunately, there's no one cause for back pain for everybody, which is why we don't have one solution for everybody. There's lots of different reasons that people can have low back pain. You talked a little bit about structure. A lot of people have heard about bulging discs or about arthritic discs, you know, the normal wear and tear that we go through over the years. And that's a really common cause of low back pain. There are other conditions, something called spinal stenosis or a disc herniation that can go on where you can actually get a structural pinching or pressure on the nerves in the lower back. And it's really important to understand which problem it is that you're dealing with in terms of trying to find the right solution. I'll tell you, in the other aspect of low back pain that that oftentimes is not discussed comes down to things like weight control and exercise and stopping cigarette smoking. Those are other factors that come into play when talking about how do we treat low back pain.
Well, you have issues of weight. People who have too much weight, that certainly is a problem on the back. That is, you know, the people who run and what that does depending on whether you're walking or running on soft surfaces or hard surfaces. It goes on and on and on. So let's talk. That's the problem. Let's talk about how to fix the problem. You're a surgeon, so I'm guessing that you perform different surgical procedures to fix or relieve the pain. Am I correct in assuming that?
Absolutely. I would also tell you, though, that for every 10 people who come to see me for a surgical consultation, I will generally tell 8 to 9 of them not to have surgery. And I want to stress that to your listeners, that there is not always a surgical cure for lower back problems, and oftentimes things like diet, weight control, exercise are the right way to go. Now, I would say for a smaller group of people, again, individuals with these conditions of spinal stenosis and disc herniations, which still affect hundreds of thousands of people in the United States a year, that's where surgical treatment really has a very good chance of success in terms of relieving pain and getting people back to work and back to sport, back to exercise.
So I was told the same thing, by the way. My back on the farm growing up, I was the strongest kid, but I didn't lift properly, so I wrecked my back by the time I was 18. I've had episodes where I couldn't move for hours. I had to have shots to relieve the muscle spasms and whatever was going on there. I investigated spine surgery and was told not to have it. I don't want to do drugs. So that's one of the other things here, all these opioids. That can't be good with the epidemic that we have. What do you think about opioids?
Absolutely, I'd agree with you. I do not think opioids are the right way to treat lower back conditions. I think oftentimes they're used as a quick answer, a Band-Aid to treat symptoms, but they're not the right answer. Mm-hmm. Generally, you'll find the right answer in a good exercise program, a good organized physical therapy program, and occasionally, again, for some individuals, surgical treatment actually can make a tremendous difference.
I've heard some people tell me stories about spinal fusion. The surgery went well. It's not difficult. It's a little incision. That kind of stuff's probably great. And I'm betting if we go to nm.org, we'll find out more information, right?
Absolutely. A lot more information on that procedure in particular, but in lower back conditions as well.
All right. Dr. Alpesh Patel, Director of Orthopedic Spine Surgery at Northwestern Memorial Hospital, with a story on your spine and back health at 10 before the hour on the DJB Show.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Pests.
Wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me, and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
John Williams music, this time from Jurassic Park, as we get into movie news with Chuck Curry, movie information. So, Chucker, there is what, the 5th installment is out this summer? How many Jurassic Parks have there been? 5, 6?
4.
Oh, 4? Really?
This will be the 5th. This will be the 5th.
And you're looking forward to it? Am I? No,
I am.
No, I haven't seen any of them, and I won't see this one.
What?
I want to see some. I don't want to see some monster, creepy, crawly creature eat people. What do I want to go see that for? Why is that entertaining?
You're no fun. You know, I always said that. I've said this before. The greatest, the most memorable movie-going experience I've ever had was in 1993. I took a ride from Strasburg, Pennsylvania, to New York City, to the Ziegfeld, to see the original Jurassic Park opening day. It was the single largest screen theater in the country at the time, 1,250 seats. It was sold out 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and I went back at midnight to watch it again, and it was an absolutely incredible experience.
How old were you then?
93, yes. 25 years ago. So I was, I think, 20.
I knew you then. Yeah, I knew you
yes,
then.
Yes, I know. Huh. I know. But anyway, the reason we play that music is because normally, you know, people in this country would anticipate the opening day without advance reviews. It comes out on June 22nd. But Universal has already released Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom 2 weeks ago in overseas markets. It's already made $151 million overseas. It's the biggest opening in Korea. and it opens in China this weekend, and it's expected to do $100 million plus. They just feel that, I guess, in some ways, the United States market is not as big as what they do overseas in a lot of these big movies. So that's the strategy they've come up with. I don't like it personally, but it is what it is.
Well, I'm wondering, and we'll talk about this in a moment, how our tastes are changing. Wondering out loud about the tribute, not only the documentary, but the film that's being made about the life of Fred Rogers. What kind of attention that will give. That's coming right up here on Movie Moments.
Hey, I have a question for you. Has your doctor recently hinted that maybe you needed to lose some weight? Well, I have the product for you. It's called Calitrin, and it's been helping customers safely lose weight for 20 years. Just listen to what a few of our customers have to say.
Hi, this is Adrian from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have been on Calitrin and lost 20 pounds so far. It makes me feel wonderful. I have a lot more energy. I sleep a lot better at night, and I just enjoy the product.
Hi, this is Craig from Nebraska. I've lost 40 pounds with Calitrin. Takes it off real easy.
Hi, this is Anna Sparks, and I'm from Waco, Texas, and I have lost 25 pounds.
See, everybody's losing weight with Calitrin, and you can too. Just go to our website, toploss.com, and don't miss out. We have our huge special right now where when you buy a 90-day supply of Calitrin, you're getting a whole month free and free shipping on top of that. Again, our number is 1-800-325-4366 or go to toploss.com.
On the streets of Miami, speed is the law. So when a corn dog goes after the wrong girl...
Oh, heartburn!
One man will bring her Tums Ultra Strength.
I'm on my way.
Don't get wrecked by heartburn. Nothing works faster than Tums.
Your mustard's fast, but my Tums are faster.
And with Tums On The Go rolls, it's never been easier to leave heartburn behind.
You did it.
Yeah. You gonna finish that corn dog?
Tums Ultra Strength, available in a store near you.
All right. Mr. Rogers said, you give but little when you give of your possessions. It's when you give of yourself that you truly give. That certainly sounds like a
very cool, very cool thing.
Yeah. So Fred Rogers, certainly a mainstay in television for decades, and now he's being lauded with this documentary. You like it. You said you've seen it. I've seen the trailer.
The trailer looks great. It's currently limited. We're going to book it in the theater I'm involved with in East Stroudsburg in the next few weeks. And actually, I'm looking forward to it. And there's a biopic, which is going to go into production this year, which will star Tom Hanks as Fred Rogers. I think pretty good casting there.
Yeah. Are these documentary-type things that are showing up in theaters like The Pope? There's a movie supposedly about The Pope. I saw the promo for it, but I've never seen the movie.
Yeah.
These sort of things, who are they aimed at? Who's going to go see those?
Art house crowd.
Really?
I mean, if you're asking me, are these movies going to be big hits at the theater? No. Some of them do well, better than others. I think this Fred Rogers documentary, though, will actually buck the trend and do a little bit better than the average documentary. I mean, back in the day, like a Michael Moore documentary really bucked the trend and made a ton of money in theaters. But
yeah,
the average doc is just going to play in art house theaters on maybe 100, 200 screens and then
really
go to streaming. And if people want to watch that, then they'll watch that.
Find it on stream, yeah. All right, there's the story, the inside story from the world of movies from Chuck Curry here on the DJV Show.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Garambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Garambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.